The Greatest Gift, written by Rachel Johns and read by Uli Bevay. Harper Drummond, unarguably one of the best interviewers in the country, pulled off her headphones and stood. Although only 34 herself, her radio show, Afternoons with Harper, appealed to young and old alike. When people tuned in, they never knew exactly what they were going to get, but they were guaranteed entertainment and enrichment. Harper had a knack of getting to the nitty-gritty of people's lives, an ability that many journalists with years more experience than her just didn't possess. Leading up to election time, she interviewed potential PMs and politicians. When international celebrities came down under, she put them in her hot seat, grilling them about everything from their career highlights to their deepest fears and a whole host of other juicy topics. It was a rare afternoon where Harper didn't uncover some snippet of information that had never been spilled before. But political wannabes, film stars and musical hotshots weren't the only people she invited on air. She also chatted with the less obvious heroes of our society. A young obstetrician who cared for abandoned mothers and delivered babies in Nigeria, ex-homicide detectives, best-selling authors, stand-up comics, prisoners, recovering drug users, teenage inventors, a man who'd grown up in a cult, famous feminists, sex workers, the list was endless. And yet everyone who came on Afternoons with Harper was made to feel as if they were the most interesting person she'd ever interviewed. She was meticulous about research, so that by the time she was sitting opposite someone, she could hold an hour-long conversation without ever once looking down at her notes. People were her obsession. The intricacies of their lives fascinated her. And that came across to the listeners who, day after day, kept coming back for more. Guests were selected in a variety of ways. Publicists across the country sent interview requests by the dozen. But Harper and her hotshot producer Lilia only granted a small fraction of these. Mostly, they preferred to select potential interviewees themselves, people they'd read or heard about from one source or another. And, until today, Harper had never had an ulterior motive for inviting a specific person. Or, in this case, people, onto the show. She smiled through the glass at the trio who had just arrived and were speaking with Lilia. Then she opened the studio door and went out to greet them. "Hi," she said brightly. "I'm Harper Drummond. Lovely to meet you all." Lilia glanced at her watch and then went through the introductions. She gestured first to the tall, thin woman by her side that reminded Harper of a little Mary Poppins. All perfect dark hair, glowing cheeks and a smile that looked like it had a life of its own. "This is Mel Sharman. Hello, nice to meet you." Mel's smile grew even more as she and Harper exchanged handshakes. Next was the couple. "And this is Amy and Shep Bird.